You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Heretics by G.K. Chesterton. This book is read by Ulf Bjorklund. This audio recording was produced in 2011 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio. to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. 1. Introductory Remarks on the Importance of Orthodoxy. Nothing more strangely indicates an enormous and silent evil of modern society than the extraordinary use which is made nowadays of the word orthodox. In former days, the heretic was proud of not being a heretic. It was the kingdoms of the world and the police and the judges who were heretics. He was orthodox. He had no pride in having rebelled against them. They had rebelled against him. The armies with their cruel security, the kings with their cold faces, the decorous processes of state, the reasonable processes of law, all these, like sheep, had gone astray. The man was proud of being orthodox, was proud of being right. If he stood alone in a howling wilderness, he was more than a man. He was a church. He was the center of the universe. It was round him that the stars swung. All the tortures torn out of forgotten hells could not make him admit that he was heretical. But a few modern phrases have made him boast of it. He says, with a conscious laugh, "I suppose I am very heretical," and looks around for applause. The word heresy not only means no longer being wrong, it practically means being clear-headed and courageous. The word orthodox not only...